Tum Tum and Nutmeg, The Great Escape, written by Emily Byrne and read by Philip Franks.
Chapter 1. For Mr. and Mrs. Nutmouse of Nutmouse Hall, the day had begun much like any other. Mrs. Nutmouse, who was known as Nutmeg, on account of her having nutmeg hair, had leapt out of bed at dawn and raced downstairs to bustle and bake and clean. And Mr. Nutmouse, who was known as Tum Tum, on account of his having such a large one, had stayed tucked up under the covers until he heard the bell ring for breakfast. He tumbled down to the kitchen in his dressing gown. "Good morning, dear," he said dozily, as Nutmeg helped him to porridge and toast and scrambled eggs and bacon and a pancake or two. "Now, let's see. What shall we do today?" Tum Tum always asked this, even though he knew quite well what the answer would be, for, although they lived in a big, grand house, the Nutmouses led very simple lives. For the most part, Nutmeg spent her days scuttling and bustling in the kitchen, preparing delicious things to eat, and Tum Tum spent his days in the library, warming his toes in front of the fire. So Tum Tum knew what Nutmeg's answer would be.
"I think I'll scuttle and bustle in the kitchen, dear," she said.
"Good idea," he replied, "and I'll toast my toes in the library." Nutmeg approved of this plan, so they both settled down to eat, looking forward to another peaceful day at Nutmouse Hall. But just as Nutmeg was refilling the teapot, there was a loud rap-tap-tap on the front door. "I wonder who that could be?" Tum Tum asked warily. Nutmeg followed him through to the hall, feeling just as puzzled. The post-mouse was the only person who tended to visit at this hour, but today was a Sunday. Before Tum Tum had time to draw the bolts, the rap-tap-tapping started again. Then they heard a loud voice on the other side of the door.
"It's General Marchmouse,"
announced General Marchmouse, speaking in a very General Marchmousely way.
"The General,"
Nutmeg whispered, looking at Tum Tum in astonishment.
"What on earth can he want?"
"I can't imagine, dear," Tum Tum replied, for it was most unlike the General to visit so early. "What a nice surprise, General," he said when he opened the door. And in some ways it was, for the Nutmouses were very fond of the General, who was known to everyone as General, on account of him being rather generalish. But in other ways it wasn't, for while Tum Tum and Nutmeg were very quiet mice, the General was an unusually noisy one. And today he was at his noisiest. He marched into the hall and thumped two leather suitcases on the floor.
"Hello," he said heartily. "Would you be so kind as to let me stay a night or two?"
"Why, of course, General," Tum Tum stammered, feeling he couldn't very well refuse.
"Good," the General replied. "Mrs. Marchmouse has gone to stay with her old nanny for a week, and I was feeling lonely, racketing about the gun cupboard on me own. Now that I'm retired from active service, time can hang a little heavy, you know. So I thought to myself how jolly it would be to spend a few days with my dear friends the Nutmouses at Nutmouse Hall."
Tum Tum and Nutmeg both groaned inwardly. There was no hope of a quiet day now. "What's that?" Nutmeg asked, noticing that the General was carrying a fat silver pole.
"That is a pogo stick," the General replied proudly. "The Royal Mouse Army's new secret weapon."
"Whatever do you mean?" Tum Tum asked. The General looked at him down his nose, thinking him very ill-informed.
"Haven't you read the Mouse Times, Nutmouse?" he asked. "The army is being modernized. The soldiers are no longer going to ride squirrels. Oh, squirrels are old hat. From now on, the cavalry will bounce into battle on sleek silver pogo sticks, just like this. Stand back, Nutty, and I'll show you how it's done."